It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Charlie, our back deck sits under several large old oak trees. Can you tell me why I have to keep sweeping it several times a day? Because it's littered with caterpillar droppings.
Oh, yes. The caterpillars are here. The caterpillar's name, actually the Latin name, is Limantria dispar dispar. Sounds sad, doesn't it? We call it the LDD caterpillar, or it's formerly known as the gypsy moth caterpillar. And it is back. This is a kind of caterpillar that comes back cyclically. So it's been over 10 years or so since it's really had a big impact. Normally, this caterpillar is controlled by a fungus that's out in the environment. But for some reason this year, maybe because of the weather or whatever it is, the caterpillar has gotten the upper hand. And that's why we're seeing defoliation happening around the state in different pockets on oak trees, maple trees, apple trees, all kinds of different deciduous trees. Yes, and it's here for the summer, so we got to get used to it a little bit. Right now, they're up there. They're feeding away, munching away. In fact, if you walk through a forest and you're quiet, you can literally hear them munching. And as you're saying, things dropping down, leaf litter dropping down, caterpillars dropping down, all kinds of stuff. If it's a healthy tree, an old tree like you have at your house, Mary, it's probably going to be fine. Even if it gets defoliated, it'll have time to leaf back out again, and it'll be fine for the rest of the summer. The bigger concern is on trees that are stressed or young trees that you might have planted this spring. Those are the ones you really want to protect. And the simplest way to do that is to go out in the morning or evening with a pail of soapy water and just pick them off the leaves. They're pretty easy to knock off and either the leaves or the trunks and just put them in the soapy water, and that's the end of that. You could also put some kind of wrap around the tree. We use a burlap wrap that we let fold over. And so what happens is these caterpillars are kind of smart. Their defense mechanism is they don't hang out up in the canopy of the tree during the day so much, but they come down to the lawn area or weedy areas around trees and they hide there. At night, they climb back up, and that's when they do most of their damage. So if you have something around the trunk of the tree that will get them, like these burlap wrap, then in the morning you flap it open and you can see that there they all are, and you can just knock them in your soapy water. Some people even put a wrap of tape around the tree and put sticky stuff like Tanglefoot on that so they get caught coming up and down. So there are some things you can do to take care of Limantria dispar dispar. Just don't dispar because you have a lot of these in your landscape.
Yeah, I did hear someone was using duct tape, like opposite side of the duct tape wrapped around the trunk, and they sort of got stuck there instead of being able to climb up and eat all those beautiful leaves. Well, thanks for the tips on that. Let's tackle some questions. This one is from Robin in Denver, and Robin writes, "Hi, Charlie. I listen every week from Denver, Colorado. I'm interested in flowers that attract bees for my, quote, dead yard. It's a narrow space between my house and the neighbors next door. My only concern is getting stuff to grow for bees."
Yes. So if you have a shady spot, you can still grow a bee garden. You just have to be much more selective about what kind of plants that'll do well there. So, for example, some good examples of flowering plants that bees like that will do well in a shady spot. Bleeding hearts are nice. Lamium is a ground cover that flowers early. That's really nice. Coral bells is one that's flowering now. It's a beautiful, small little flowers. Hellebores is an early flowering plant, perennial. Campanula. And there's one called Ligularia, which is a summer and fall blooming flower. So taking a look at some of the flowers that are out there that are good for shade and just kind of crossing that list with the ones for pollinators would probably be the easiest way to get the right plants for your shade garden that'll grow well and support those bees.
Kate in Jamaica, Vermont has a question now. "My phlox in four different garden beds all have black spots and yellow dropping lower leaves. I believe it's black spot leaf fungus. I removed the bad leaves, sprayed them with baking soda and water, and they still have spots. And now I see some yellowing lower leaves on the plants, such as zinnia, rhododendron, and black-eyed Susan. The gardener said to spray with a 1-to-2 ratio of hydrogen peroxide to water, but I'm worried the disease will spread. Help."
Yeah, I'm not sure about the efficacy and the safety of the hydrogen peroxide and water spray. I have not used that personally. I have heard of some people using it. So that might, in fact, be causing some of that damage that you're seeing. It's not unusual to have the black spots, especially during humid weather, developing on phlox leaves. You know, a lot of that could be variety related. If you can look for varieties that are more disease resistant, that's always helpful with phlox. You know, David phlox, for example, is a disease resistant variety. The yellowing of the leaves could be caused by powdery mildew. It's a little early to start seeing that already, but phlox is known to be getting powdery mildew. And again, a disease resistant variety is probably a better choice. If you are going to spray something, you know, the baking soda spray is a nice spray to use. There's also an organic spray called Serenade, which is a bacteria that fights the fungus. And both of those work best as a preventive spray. So you want to spray those early on the plants before you see signs of the damage, and they'll help keep the plants healthy.
Okay, send your questions so Charlie can answer them to vpr.org and search for All Things Gardening. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. I'll be seeing you in the garden.